Вот мы уже почти что.
We are almost at the threshold of the cluster of Lao.
Lao
is from Cambodia, Southeast Asia, subtropics. We came here and it's warm. We put off some clothes. It's almost summer. Lao washed with rain everything around. Every time when we are coming to him, the night before, he washes his cloister with rain. And this time he made so strong rain that it's hard for us to make a way, because water is everywhere around. Every time when we are coming to him, he knows about it. And every time he makes general cleaning of his cloister. And now we stay at the place, at the threshold of cloister, and this point is remarkable by itself from the spiritual work point of view. When we worked with the places of Anahata, for extending Anahata, for cognizing different functions of Anahata, different nuances of Anahata love, I promised to show you the fourth place. This is it. Another place for work with Anahata. There was a place of Anahata love for God. The second place is place of love between people, cordial love. There was a place of rejoicing, love ecstasy. And this place is the place of love to nature. We are coming here and we see a picture of morning. At whatever time of day we come, we see this picture. A lake in the morning, a mist over the lake, reed warblers singing, fishes in the lake, and Anahata moves into this harmony, into this super tenderness of nature. And this aspect of love we have to cognize and develop in ourselves. Love to nature, to creation, to all living beings that are not in human bodies. Reed, bushes, birds singing around, and different voles, muskrats, fishes in the lake. This is an aspect of creation. This is what Creator loves. And we, on the path to the Creator, have to learn to love all this very strong, in the same way as Creator loves it. All these embodied living beings, and also unembodied beings, many people have consumer attitude to nature, but we have to understand that inside all such beings, for example, inside this form, in these branches, there is an embodied soul, evolving soul in parallel with us. But this is early stages of development of consciousness. Inside this bush of willow, there is a future human soul. Inside every grass, flower, in every fish, there is developing consciousness.
Мы тоже были такими, каждый из нас.
All of us were like this. We started our evolution like this. It is described in my books.
Об этом же говорится.
Исайя says about this, and every divine teacher says about this. One has to exclude all elements of consumer attitude to such beings. For example, among bioenergetics who think themselves to be very highly developed, they think that one can consume energy from plants, and this is unacceptable. To consume something from other beings is not love. This is a perverted love. It is love for oneself. This is anti-love. Love to oneself is anti-love. This is one has to understand, contrary to many modern psychologists. They preach that one has to love oneself. This is anti-spiritual direction. We have to forget about ourselves and devote our activity for helping living beings, human beings, first of all. This love was taught by Jesus and other divine messiahs teaches the same. And now let's flood with consciousness over this remarkable lake, merge with mist, merge with sun rays, rays that put this mist in golden color, merge with living beings that live inside this lake, merge by what part of oneself? By spiritual heart. Move outside the body and feel everything around, encompass everything, embrace with our love. And through this we become better. By loving others we become better. This is the truth. Let's stay there for some time and then go to the cloister of Lao. It's not far from here, about 50 steps. When I asked Lao why he have chosen this place for the cloister and for himself, he answered that he chosen it because of this energetics. The energetics that I described now, this lake, saturated with love.